It's showtime.
On a cold day in springtime.
Welcome to Hipsters Hate Us. I'm your host, Availville Binks. I'll be with you guys for the next hour, bringing you guys some great tunes, such as some alternative rock, which is what we're going to be focusing on mostly in this episode. I know that we usually play some electronic stuff, some hip-hop stuff, but for this week, we're going to go more on the rockin' train. This is Roswell Kid with Boomerang.
Tired of tugging my hair, scratching my neck till it's red. And I'm wired from all of the coffee, I'm funneling into my head. My legs are jelly at night, from boogie straight into bed. And I try to straighten it out and get tangled all over again. Some shit lingers just a little bit.
is veil. Your money is revealed for what it is. Will you be faking it when it's safer to joke? No laughter seen on screens in silence. Will you be faking it when we're tied to the track? Is all the shore is just a test. Tell yourself again, nothing is wrong with this place. Never say it when we're standing face to face. You will fail, and your money is revealed as meaningless. You will be faking it when it's safer to joke. No laughter shared on threads in silence. You will be faking it when we're tied to the tracks, denying that the ropes even exist.
Awake yet? Has it been work yet?
And we just got through our first set on the show. You are listening to Hipsters Hate Us on Local 107.3 FM, your campus and community voice. You just heard from a new local band, This Is Our Design, with their track Barely Alive. You might recognize that vocalist, as that was Cody Hicks, who was in a band called Verse the Sun. I think this is the first new music he's had in a long time. He wanted me to listen to it, give it a little bit of review. I'm like, man, don't worry about that. I'm playing you on the show tonight. He just sent me this link, and I'm like, I gotta play you right on this show. That was their track, Barely Alive. This Is Our Design. It is their new EP. Go check it out on Bandcamp. Just go to thisisourdesign.bandcamp.com, and you will find that stuff right there. So, yeah, big shout out to you, Cody Hicks. Keep on making some great music that is local and amazing. We also heard from a band that has a name that is extremely long, and I think they should have cut it down just a little bit, but this was from a band called The World Is a Beautiful Place, and I Am No Longer Afraid to Die, which very much suits kind of the Halloween month that we're in, which is October. But then again, maybe in October you are a little bit afraid to die. That was from their track called Faker, and that is from their newest album, Always Foreign. And we started off this set with Roswell Kid with their track Boomerang. Just a really good power pop song that really gets you up and ante and what we need it on this show. We are now going to be heading off into an artist that I really love and try not to play a lot on this show, just because anyone who knows me knows that I am a huge Oasis fan. And Liam Gallagher from Oasis has now released his first solo album of his career. Now, I know he had kind of a side project band going on with BDI, which basically was the rest of Oasis without lead songwriter and guitarist Noel Gallagher in the band. He went solo and did his thing, Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds. BDI was not seen as much of a success. However, I did prefer their second album over Noel Gallagher's second album. Well, this time around, Liam has come with a new batch of songs, some that he has written and others that have been produced by other main professional songwriters. I am really loving this album, but not only has Liam got an album out that just popped out in October, but Noel is releasing his third Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds album called Who Built the Moon, and he has just dropped his latest single called Holy Mountain. So in this set, to celebrate my love for the band that is Oasis, I'm going to be playing Liam Gallagher, who is our featured artist of the night, with his track Paper Crown, followed by Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds with Holy Mountain, and exclusive for this show, Oasis song Acquiesce, which features both brothers on lead vocals. I wanted to show a song that really, you know, showed the dynamic and how they really do belong together. So without further ado, hopefully, if there are any Oasis haters out, maybe I can turn you around, and if I don't, there is more great music to come. So here is Liam Gallagher from Oasis with his track Paper Crown.
It's hate us because they ain't us.
They hate us because we ain't us?
When they gave you roses and believed your wild excuses, you were sealing the deal. Halfway down the road, and ain't it funny how the ghosts, they fade and suddenly appear. You went too far, a woman, now you're feeling the fear. 'Cause you've never been alone before. Oh. And the wolf is at the door. Oh. Now it's better if you hold your breath and don't look down at the pages of your paper crown. Reached out for more, and as the waves hit at the shore, you felt the fading of your will. Choked back the matter from the bottom of the ladder. Ask me if I love you still. You've never been alone before. Oh. And the wolf is at the door. Oh. And the hounds of hell, they won't lie.
It's the time of the season.
And for some reason in this season, it had to be kind of an Oasis feel for this set list. Right now, you guys are locked into Local 107.3 FM. I am Vailville Binks, and you are listening to Hipsters Hate Us, which is live till 7 o'clock tonight. That track was from Oasis. It was called Acquiesce. It was a B-side to a single they had, their first number one in the UK, called Some Might Say. Some people actually think that this should have been an A-side and not a B-side, but it is one of the few Oasis songs where Liam Gallagher sings the verse, and then Noel really comes in with those nice high-pitched vocals to do that chorus. And the lyrics just really just say it all, you know, we believe in each other, we need each other. And that to me is what defines Oasis. You know, Noel is the songwriter and writes those great melodies, and he does have a really nice voice, but Liam just adds that swagger and that attitude that made them so great. And I do love their solo stuff. I am glad that Noel is doing some decent new stuff. Actually, from what we just heard before that was Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds with his track Holy Mountain. That is off his newest album, Who Built the Moon. It is out in late November. And just, yeah, first when I heard this track, I was not really feeling it. I felt it was kind of really folky, almost Bob Dylan. And actually, a lot of the fans online are comparing it to Ricky Martin, She Bangs, which I can really hear in that chorus. And to be honest, the verses are only what does it for me. The chorus is a little grating on the ears. But I mean, I expect this album to be really great. He is really more experimenting with this record and going for a more psychedelic tone than he's ever done, and I'm glad that he's trying something different. However, Mr. Liam Gallagher himself, our featured artist of the night, which started off our set with Paper Crown, is doing kind of a more reflective record, something a little more simple, something a little bit more Oasis sounding, and that to me is really what I'm digging. But I love both Gallagher brothers, and I just want them to keep making music. I'm hoping this is the last time round where we get solo records and stuff, and that finally they need each other, and then they get back together. Anyways, enough about the Oasis music on Hipsters Hate Us. I hardly ever talk about them. They are one of my favorite groups, and I don't think you guys deserve to just hear about bands that I love. So let's get into some newer, awesome music. This is from a band called Death From Above. They are from Toronto. They are kind of like a dance punk group. Their track is called Caught Up, and right now we are caught up in October, which is our spooky month, and we are just going to be playing some great stuff for this month. Actually, next week's show is going to be featuring, I'm hoping, because I know I say these things and then they don't follow through, is going to be featuring a couple members from Math Class. They have a show coming up in October for Halloween, and they're going to be promoting that. So stay tuned for that next week. Here is Death From Above with Caught Up.
Enough is enough! I have had it with these monkey fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane! Everybody strap in! I'm about to open some freaking windows.
I'm not caught up like I Morty, give me a beat.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah. You gotta get swifty. You gotta get swifty in here.
And things are going on a fast little train right now. Things are just, we're running kind of low on time right now. I do want to mention real quick, Rick and Morty Season 3 just got over with. Not a huge fan of it. I like Season 1 and 2 a little bit more. But yeah, enough about the good old Rick and Morty and my television watching experience. What did you hear in that last little set? We heard from Always, which they spell their W with double Vs, with their track, Hey. Their newest album out is called Antisocialites, and it is pretty good stuff. We also heard from Soraya Noise with A Better Son. I've been meaning to play these guys back from a long time ago. I played one of their tracks way back on Hipsters Hate Us. Now I'm bringing them in again for this episode. And we started off this set with Death From Above with their track Caught Up. And I was saying Death From Above kind of sounds like kind of a Halloween kind of theme. And I do want to say that I've recently just seen the new It movie, and it was actually pretty decent. I will not say that it was scary. I kind of basically watched it already online and was not frightened by many of the scenes, but it is a good movie, very much a coming-of-age story, and yeah, not a really bad thing at all. I am more excited about the sequel and stuff, but yeah, I wasn't flocking to it like a lot of the critics are. I'm not giving like a 9 out of 10. It's a solid 7.5. I'm not one of those sheeps that review things just because of the popular opinion, which will lead us into our next track, which is a 10-minute long song. We're going to be cutting it down. This, of course, is the great, legendary Pink Floyd with their track, Sheep.
Yeah!
Stick around.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, this show has to come to a close. You have been listening to Hipsters Hate Us on Local 107.3 FM. I have been Vailville Banks, bringing you guys some great music on this show. I know we've been doing things a little bit differently. I'm hoping that every second week we'll be doing more hip-hop, more electronica, and then some weeks we'll be doing kind of more rock-based shows, which what is basically has been this show. You just heard, we got to do this real quick because we got to get going. You heard from You Do Right with Apertride, Part 1. We also heard from great Germany Krautrock band with Can't that band, with their track Mushroom. And we started off with the legendary Pink Floyd from my favorite album from 1977. That track was called Sheep off their album Animals. Anyways, thank you again for listening to Hipsters Hate Us. You can tune in every Thursday from 6 to 7. The show re-airs Monday mornings from 11 till 12. You can find every episode available on Mixcloud.com. And because of the Radio Exchange, you might be hearing me in other campus and community stations. And before I go, to finish you guys off with the last little track of the night, I want to give a big shout out to my buddy Jesse PS, who hosts a podcast that I really love. It's called Pod Awful. If you guys get a chance, go on YouTube, check out his stuff. He is really funny. It might be a little offensive for some of you guys, but just to let you know what Vailville Binks is really into. So that again is Pod Awful. The guy's name is Jesse PS. You can friend him on Facebook, and he's just doing a great show, just like Hipsters Hate Us. We're gonna be finishing the night off with a great classic Canadian group. They are known for having many members in their band. I think around like maybe 20, maybe 30. There is kind of a constant lineup, but as you know, some people are in this band, such as Feist and Bill Priddle from Trouble Charger, and just many, many more. That, of course, is Broken Social Scene. This is coming from their new album. This is Please Take Me With You, and please have yourself a great weekend, and tune in next week, same time, same place.
Getting dark, and nobody's speaking.